You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back along to the Down the Line podcast here on the RNIB Connect Radio Network, where we're dissecting and looking back at the World Cup matches that have taken place over the last week or so across in America, the Men's FIFA World Cup, obviously, with the most interest looking at the last couple of England fixtures. So, yeah, as always, joined here and thankfully joined by Makar and Andrew. How are you doing, guys?
Hi, everybody.
Not too bad.
Breaking down the last week of fixtures. So we had the quarterfinals across kind of Thursday through to early Sunday morning at the weekend there, with the most interest here with England obviously defeating Norway in extra time, progressing through to a semi-final last night against Argentina, with the other semi-final being on Tuesday night between Spain and France. So firstly, Spain getting past France 2-0 to make their way to the final on Sunday. And then that was followed by England defeated by Argentina last night late on, last 5-10 minutes, conceding a couple of goals to lose 2-1 to Messi's Argentina side, who now progress into the final on Sunday as well. So I'll not digest it too much. I'll leave it up to the gentleman to do that. But first of all, Andrew, England fan, what went wrong last night?
Well, I think the match started, I think the referee was a bit soft on some of the Argentines. They should have given more fouls. I think probably Fernandez should have got at least a booking for his tackle on Anderson. And then the Argentinians, I think just, they're one of their tactics, obviously, to build themselves into a game and be in it with, you know, quarter of an hour left. And I think once England started going too defensive, you know, you're just playing into their hands, and I think the pressure told in the end, and you know, fair play to them, because I think once you start taking off attacking players for defenders, you know, it worked against Mexico, but like they was kept saying on Five Live, Mexico on Argentina, and it just, you know, they just wilted under the pressure in the end. Like you see all the top teams, like when you watch teams like Barcelona, Bayern Munich, you know, Liverpool back in the day, you know, it doesn't matter whether they had 5 minutes left and they were 2-0 down, they'd still win 3-2. And they know how to do it.
Just when you mentioned the referee there, he had three kicks he gave away in the first 10 minutes. He'd blown up four in the first 10 minutes. So, the way the game was going, the way it started, it was very stop-starty, because there was a lot of niggle and a lot of fouls, and you know, so he couldn't really let the game flow. And then he started giving yellow cards, and I thought to myself, well, you know, I think he's just going to carry on giving yellow cards, and now he's set the precedent. But I think, you know, at first he needed to get a grip of the game, and I think he gave yellow cards that weren't really yellow cards.
You know, those games, it was like a derby match, wasn't it, really? It was
yes.
I don't know, just yeah. Like an Old Firm derby or something like that, where you have to be a little
Edinburgh
bit,
derby.
you control the flow of the game, don't you? You set the tone, and if you're going to give bookings from, you know, for everything, then you have to do that from the start, and if you're not, then you have to be fair, whereas I think some of the refs probably haven't been.
Just before England went 1-0 up with Anthony Gordon's goal, they had Rashford waiting to come on. Gordon scores. You see this a lot in football. You know, a team then goes ahead and then they change their tactics. Then they just went fully defensive after that. From actually, they were going to be putting on Rashford. And you always wonder in a manager's head, like, what's changed there? Because the game hasn't changed. You know, you've scored a goal. And yeah, Argentina are going to try and come forward. But surely your game plan doesn't change in terms of how you want to control the game. So the decision to leave Rashford on the bench, leave Saka on the bench, Mainoo, and actually bring on guys that were, he brought on three defenders over the last 10, 15 minutes. So, yeah, was that frustrating for you, Andrew, to watch, where actually you're probably wanting a couple more attacking threats, and then you've got Kane defending in the box, literally nobody up half, you know, beyond 30 yards. Was that quite frustrating?
I think if they've been 2-0 up, I think you'd understand that, and perhaps go to back five with two wing backs, so you could at least get forward, because that was where Egypt got their, you know, the best out of their when they were on the counter attack against them in the last round.
What I don't get is England went 1-0 up, and you're thinking, right, they're going to go for the jugular now. But then when they went 1-0 up, it was like they were back in the Azteca, but it was for longer. and they had an extra man than they did in the half time.
Yeah.
I don't understand because like why defend so deep for so long? I mean, it's basically like saying, right, well, we've gone 1-0 up. We know that in the last couple of games, Argentina, you've came back from a losing position. So what we're going to do is, instead of attacking you, we're just going to give you the ball and let you do something that you're good at and let you get back into the game because you can have a lot of the ball and we know that you've come back from losing positions. It doesn't make sense. What England were doing, up until the goal, they were actually doing all right. And, they were doing everything right. But then they thought, right, okay, we're going to totally change the game here. And it just played into Argentina's hands. And you just think, well... You know, you were 5 minutes away from the World Cup final, and it's just like you pressed the self-destruct button. I know it's a big dream, and I'm sure Neil will agree with you here and have a laugh. But if we were to get to the World Cup final, I know, and we like self-destructed like that with 5 minutes to go, I would have been absolutely raging. I just don't understand Tuchel's like thought process there. I think you can't really knock the players. I think the players only were doing what they were told to do. If anyone's lost you that game, I personally think it's Thomas Tuchel. I really do. He shouldn't so defensive minded. I don't understand. And he's, in a way, in my opinion, he's quite naive if he thought, well, there's over half an hour to go. We're just going to sit back against the best team in the world. Because we've done it against Mexico and it worked. Yeah, it might have worked against Mexico, but you're playing the best team in the world now. So something, I just think he sat back far too quickly.
Yeah, he did. It left him to, it was, too long to be sat back, playing on the edge of your box because they're going to invite all the fouls and, play to the referee and sooner or later something was going to give. I'm surprised they lasted until the 85th minute. Before a goal went in or they gave away a penalty or someone got, something happened.
Argentina will have a lot of possession. I mean, if you look at the England game last night, I think from when they went 1-0, when they went 1-0 up, sorry, I think they had 12% of possession after that. And you're like, wow, you've gone 1-0 up and that's the kind of possession stats you've had. And it's just, yeah, the mind boggles. I just think you could have been in a totally different position if Tuchel had got the team to venture forward a bit more.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think you've got to be a bit more positive, especially in that kind of game.
So now just rounding up England's tournament, really, Andrew, where does England go from here? Do they stick with Thomas Tuchel? It's a bit of an odd time for England. I think a lot of very senior players maybe moving on. None more so than Harry Kane, probably maybe his last big World Cup in while he's still on some at the best of his abilities potentially. And then there is a whole load of younger players coming through, but is there really the ability there that maybe they had looking at the last few years? Where do you think England go from here?
I think they'll stay with Tuchel. So that way, his contract is up until the Euros, I think, isn't it? So he'll be there till that, and then I don't know what they would do. Yeah, well, luckily Bellingham's he's at the start. Whereas without Kane, I don't know what they'd do without him. But then they had other options yesterday. That was Watkins and Tony barely played a minute. They're on the bench, and I think they could definitely done with mixing it up a bit with the squad. I'd like to have seen Ollie Watkins play a bit more. I think, he's a great player. He's had a great season. Even Ivan Toney, he'd be good for a goal, but I don't know. I think he had almost a set plan in his mind about what he would do, and he just stuck with it. He was more obsessed with defence than attack, and it didn't work.
Probably just coming short of time now, so we'll just wrap this up. But before we do, want to quickly get a prediction from you both who's going to win on Sunday. So, Macca first. Who are you going for, Spain or Argentina?
I think Argentina might do it because I think this World Cup will be Messi's last World Cup with him being 39-year-old now. I think Argentina might do it because I think this again pointing out I think this World Cup will be Messi's last World Cup with him being 39-year-old now. I think Argentina might do a 2-1
yes.
In extra time.
Andrew, I know probably hard to think about now after last night, but yeah, with that, yeah, with your football brain on, what would you think on Sunday? Take the heart out of it.
I agree with Macca. I think it was Spain will be in front at the end of the first half, and I'd be interested to see what the dynamic of the game will be like after this extended half time break, because they'd stopped for half an hour, aren't they? Because of the performance, how it comes out. Perhaps Spain might come out in the second half with the advantage, but then the hydration break halfway through that half, I think that will be when you see Argentina kick on again. And I think it will be tight, but I think Argentina will win.
What do you think about England France in the third place playoff? I actually think England will win 1-0.
Dear, I think it's T20 finals down Saturday. I think I'll be watching that instead.
Yeah, well, I will be. Yeah.
I don't go for that. That's what losers play for, isn't it? It's that you don't. I bet everyone would rather just go home. You think, especially that. I mean, those French players as well. You think, God,
you get a medal, calling it the bronze medal match now, so you do get a medal.
No, what's that? It's like when you hear players that lose the Champions League final, they get the medal and they just stick it in a drawer and never look at it.
Yeah. Cool. So thanks very much, guys. We'll I'll just wrap up by saying the times and the days for the game. So Saturday for that third fourth playoff match between France and England, if anybody's particularly interested in that, that's a 10 PM kickoff. And then on Sunday, the final between Spain and Argentina is an 8 PM kickoff. And then we'll be back on Monday to record a little bit of a review on those two games, obviously mostly the final, and seeing who comes out victorious in that one. And then we'll look back at the whole tournament as well with you guys. So, yeah, thanks very much as always, guys. And enjoy the matches at the weekend.
Yeah, you too.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.